This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, how to plan group trips that don't bust your budget or your friendships, when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices, and more. So travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Let me ask you this. If you could only make 20 big moves in your travel strategy, how differently would you play the game? Well, in this episode, we're picking up with part two of our Warren Buffett-inspired breakdown and unpacking five more powerful principles from one of the greatest decision makers of our time. But instead of stocks and dividends, we're talking travel rewards, point redemptions, and mindset shifts that'll help you stop chasing every shiny offer and start making smarter, more intentional moves. We'll cover why patience beats panic, why doing less can actually get you further, and how to avoid being the one caught swimming naked when the tide goes out. And yes, that's a real Buffett quote. If you haven't yet listened to part one, back in episode 92, I definitely recommend checking that out first. But either way, this one will give you a new perspective on how to approach points and miles with clarity and confidence.
Imagine pursuing your dreams of exploring the world's most exquisite destinations without the extravagant price tag. This is the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, hosted by DeAndre Koch, founder of Boldly Go and an expert in financial planning as recognized by Forbes. This podcast is your bridge to a world where travel savvy meets luxury. With DeAndre's unique financial planning perspective, you'll glean insights on making the most of credit card loyalty points and miles for travel that doesn't just move you, but takes you places that you may have never thought possible. Expect the most up-to-date credit card strategies for points and miles, stories from successful professionals on how they integrate travel into their busy lives, and other captivating stories from around the globe. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and learn how to experience nearly free luxury travel around the world yourself. Your journey transforms here, igniting our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. I am your host, DeAndre Koch. As always, a quick YouTube reminder before we start this episode that you can actually watch all of these episodes in their entirety on our YouTube channel, Boldly Go World. But also, we do have our vlog style videos on our Boldly Go Travels channel as well, which you'll get our drone footage and our cinematic shots and all that fun stuff of the different places that we review. We do post the audio of some of those episodes here or those videos here on our podcast. But of course, you get more value when you watch it on the YouTube channel. And then also for those that watch our shows exclusively on YouTube, don't forget that on Fridays, we have our up-to-date quick hits, which are all of our up-to-date points and miles travel news. That's only in the audio only version of the show. So Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you get your podcast. And that a lot of people say are some of their favorite aspects of the channel. And so if you're only watching the videos on YouTube, you're missing out. So I highly encourage you to subscribe to one of the audio podcast channels so you don't miss out on that version of weekly content. Now, today we have part two of our two-part series that merges Warren Buffett's top financial principles with points and miles. So if you haven't yet listened to part one of this two-part series, I highly recommend going back to episode 92 and giving that a listen. Because in that episode, we looked at how some of Buffett's most famous principles, like never lose the money and be greedy when others are fearful, how they directly apply to how we approach points, miles, and travel. And today, we're picking up right where we left off. We're going to dive into the next five principles from Buffett that can really help you be more strategic, more intentional, and honestly, more sane in the world of points and miles. And again, this episode should not be construed as financial advice, but we're just borrowing timeless money-making wisdom from one of the greatest investors of all time and reframing it for something more travel-specific, because we all want to figure out how to travel better for less. So let's get into it, and we're going to talk through the 5 Warren Buffett quotes that can really transform how you earn and redeem your points. And as a reminder, my lens for mentioning all this is as a financial advisor. A lot of these quotes are things that have influenced how I work with clients or how I've educated clients on their personal financial planning. And so I think being able to tailor this to the points and miles and travel community can be huge. So let's start with number 6. So Buffett has the saying that the stock market is a no-called strike game. You don't have to swing at everything. You can wait for your pitch. Unlike baseball, in investing and in travel, you don't get strikes or strike out for not swinging. Buffett means that you can and you should wait for a great opportunity instead of acting on every single pitch. So what's the analogy when it comes to travel? Well, in points and miles, you don't have to jump on every redemption or every deal that comes by. You can be selective. You can wait for the sweet spot that fits your goals. Not every points deal is worth your swing. For example, rather than redeeming your points on a mediocre hotel night just because you can, you might hold them for a while and wait for that perfect vacation or that first class opportunity when that opens up. And I know, yes, there's no perfect vacation, but there are redemptions that are both aspirational and absolutely worth it. And while there are devaluations, there aren't really penalties or strikes for patience in this game. So make sure to avoid those FOMO redemptions, because I know it's so easy to feel like you must use your points as soon as possible or grab every single deal that you see. And that's that fear of just missing out. But Buffett's wisdom reminds us that you can't and you won't strike out by not booking anything. It's okay to skip deals that aren't a good fit for you. It's okay to save your swings, in this case points, for when there's a fantastic reward that comes around. One that meets your standards for value and the experience that you're going for. I often see a ton of deals and great redemption opportunities all the time. Some from searching and others from subscribing to services like Thrifty Traveler, which I've mentioned many times, that sends me a handful of points and cash deals every single day. And while I find this valuable, and I even promote them on our channels, in travel, just as in investing, patience and selectivity really pay off. You'll thank yourself when that dream redemption finally shows up and you have your points ready and you're ready to actually swing. So number 7 from Buffett is, if you like spending 6 to 8 hours per week working on investments, do it. If you don't, then dollar cost average into index funds. Now this is where him and I are going to have a little bit of a different opinion, but I'm still going to be fair and make sure it applies to the world of travel and points and miles. Now, as a financial advisor, I would caveat this by saying that I would really recommend that you speak to a financial advisor or someone who can help you fine tune a strategy based on your goals. This isn't a financial planning podcast. I'm not here operating as a fiduciary, so I'm not going to go down that road. But if you do need one, reach out to our team. That's linked in the show notes for every episode. But in regards to investing, what Buffett is saying is, if you enjoy committing to the researching process when it comes to investing in stocks and such, go ahead. But if not, use a simple, low-effort strategy like index funds or working with a professional, in this case, instead of spending all the time, your hard-earned time, to research and find the solution yourself. So the analogy for travel, I would ask you to ask yourself, how deep do you want to dive into the points hobby or the points game? If you love geeking out on the details, which I know many of you do, and that's why you're listening to this show, and that's why we have such an active community and an online chat, and if that's why, you're the type that loves reading the daily blogs. You're happy juggling multiple, I'm talking double-digit credit cards, tracking every promo, every transfer bonus. then go for it and maximize your returns, just as an active investor would, or in this case, your points. But if that sounds like too much work or too much stress, that's okay. There's no shame in keeping it simple. The index fund equivalent for travel or for hiring a booking service like we have to help you figure things out is completely fine. So what is that simple index fund version for points and miles? Well, that may just be by using one or two transferable points cards and accumulating rewards without much effort or optimization. Maybe using a credit card's travel portal here or there. You may lose some of the benefits, but you'll still get a lot of nearly free travel and with less time spent. Buffett's point isn't that you don't have to obsess over the game if you don't enjoy it. Consistency and the straightforward plan can really help you get good results. And while yes, it is a slower process and will take more time taking the simpler approach, if that's what works for you until you start to understand more, can digest more, have the capacity to go a little bit deeper into down the well, then by all means, go ahead and do it. And if you're looking to kind of learn some simpler approaches in a little bit more detail, we actually had a fantastic episode back in episode 62. That was with Jenny, where she talks through having a lazy approach to points and miles and how it's worked for her and how it can work for yourself as well. So I know we do talk a lot of in-depth strategies and things like that on the show, but if you are looking for kind of a more beginner level or simpler approach to points and miles, I would highly, highly, highly recommend you go back to episode 62 if you haven't listened to it already, or go back and re-listen to it to really pick up on some of those lazier points and miles strategies. And I want to be really clear, this lesson is really more about personal preference and efficiency. For example, I really enjoy the game, so that's why I put the hours into hunting down sweet spots and finding new strategies, but also putting out this podcast, connecting with people on points and miles and travel and building a community, because not only do I find points and miles rewarding, I think what we've been able to achieve both from a content and community standpoint, but also from a travel and dream redemption standpoint, that's absolutely rewarding to me. So the hours and hours and hours that I've put into finding sweet spots, finding redemptions, or planning our honeymoon, which has taken a substantial amount of time to put all together, I find the rewards or the results of that rewarding. But there's many people who find a lot of that pretty tedious. And even though they see the value, it's still too much to take on. And I get that. So know yourself. If you're not going to dedicate time each week or each month to optimize your point strategy, choose something that may be a little bit more simple that can work in the background for you. Or find someone to help you maximize the value of your points, just like you can find someone to help you maximize the return on your money. Hey everyone, quick break from the episode. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you're subscribed on whatever platform you're listening on so you never miss an episode. And if you've gotten any value so far, it would mean the world if you left a quick rating or review. It helps more people discover the show and keeps us motivated to keep creating great content. Also, if you're feeling stuck or want help with points and miles, whether it's picking your first card, planning a big redemption, or even having someone book it all for you, we've got you covered. There's a link in the show notes to schedule a free points and miles consultation. Just fill out a quick questionnaire, tell us your goals, and we'll take it from there. And don't forget, our newsletter and private Facebook group are great ways to stay on top of breaking news, updated card offers, and tips that don't always make it into the podcast. You'll find those links in the show notes as well. Now, back to the episode. The eighth point we're going to get to is where Buffett said, you don't get paid for activity, you only get paid for being right. So here with this quote, he's reminding us that investing is not about how many moves you make or trades you make. It's about making the correct moves that actually yield the right results. Busyness with investing doesn't necessarily equal success. Good decisions do. So when it comes to travel and points and miles, it's easy to equate more activity with more rewards. And what I mean by that is opening every single car, doing every single points promo. If American Airlines is offering surveys for miles, constantly doing all the things to accrue points and spending a lot of time doing that. But Buffett's wisdom says otherwise. You get paid, in this case, it's in great trips and valuable redemptions and et cetera, for the right strategies, not for doing everything possible. And I think this is a classic case of work smarter, not harder. Instead of signing up for 20 different small promotions that each net a small number of points, you may find it to be better focusing on the bigger wins, like maybe a new card bonus or an elevated card bonus, or maybe a great transfer bonus that gives you a nice high value redemption. It's not about how many hours you spend or how many schemes or strategies you try. It's about whether your actions genuinely move the needle forward towards your travel goals. Just because an airline is offering a 60,000 points for a credit card as a sign-up bonus doesn't necessarily mean you need to go after it just because it's there. Think through what makes sense for you, for your goals, the travel you want to do for yourself, for your family. That's what you need to look at. Because point burnout and just burnout in general with points and miles is real. And if you find yourself endlessly tracking kind of tiny deals or micromanaging every purchase for optimal points, I would say pause and ask yourself, is all of this paying off? Because the goal here that we're all trying to search for and accomplish is nearly free or upgraded travel. It's not really worthwhile getting burnt out because you've gone way too deep down into the game and you're spinning your wheels, analyzing things and paralyzing your mind because you're analyzing so much, trying to figure out everything perfectly. Buffett encourages us to streamline our effort for what truly works. So it's the quality of your strategies, not the quantity, that really truly count in this game. And I will say candidly for myself, as deep down the well as I am when it comes to points and miles and optimizing my spend and having different cards, because I'm very busy between managing the practice and everything else, I can't perfect every single dollar with the best multiplier possible on every single purchase that we make every single day of the week, every single month. So for large expenses, yes, I'm trying to figure out what's the best way for me to maximize these expenses. Perhaps I'm paying a five-figure tax bill. Maybe we do have some sort of cost for travel, like a diving live aboard or something like that, that we can't do with points, that I know is going to be high four-figure, even five-figure expense. Yeah, I want to get as many points out of that as I can, ideally 3x, maybe even 4x, on whatever card we're going to use to put that expense on. That being said, if I go to the store, I'm not going to worry about the small $10, $15, $20 charge I'm going to make, and is it the perfect card I'm using for that expense? So I have to find balance, because I could drive myself crazy trying to optimize literally every single dollar. And I know for a lot of people, they do want to do that because perhaps they might not have three businesses like I do and have the ability to generate high spend. So for me, because it's a little bit easier to accrue points in that manner, I don't have to optimize every dollar. And for others, they absolutely do. Find what works for you. Find the balance that works for you based on your capacity to handle all the things that it takes to really understand the world of points and miles. Number 9 is that Buffett told students to imagine they got a punch card with only 20 punches for investments in their lifetime. Every time you make an investment decision, it uses up a punch. The lesson here was very simple. It's choose carefully. With limited opportunities, you'd avoid impulse decisions and only invest in what truly counts. And those are the things that you deeply understand and deeply believe in. What's the analogy when it comes to travel? Well, we know that we're not literally limited to 20 actions and points and miles, but acting as if you had a limited number of big moves can improve your strategy. Consider each major decision, whether it's opening up a new credit card, emptying your points out for a trip, committing to maybe a specific loyalty program, hotel chain, whatever it may be, as a precious punch. don't waste those punches on things that you haven't researched or don't align with your dream travel plans. So instead of haphazardly applying for every single credit card you see, as I've mentioned, treat applications like you only have a few chances. Pick the cards that really suit your spending and your travel desires. Because keep in mind, the more cards that you open up and accrue may impede your ability to get cards from other places that you actually really want. Or when you're spending your hard-earned points and miles, use them on trips that truly matter for you than a lot of perhaps lukewarm trips that you're just like, we can use the points, so we're doing it. I don't think many people do that, but I do think it can be very easy to if you ever get to a point where you feel like your points are burning a hole in your pocket. You'll get far more satisfaction when you go for the things that you actually want. So Buffett's punch card rule really ties into another one of his tenets or strategies, which is invest in what you know. And he warns that risk comes from not knowing what you are doing. And in this world, I would say don't dive into complex programs or unfamiliar strategies without understanding them to some degree, because that's where mistakes and oftentimes wasted points happen. Stick to strategies that you know well or having a decent understanding of and expand your knowledge over time. That way, every punch that you use has a high likelihood of success because you've done your due diligence. I think a very simple example of this would be, let's say you see a fantastic opportunity with Etihad that you want to transfer your points over to. Now, if you didn't know that they have one of the toughest cancellation policies in the industry, one that can cost you a boatload of points, that could have a huge negative effect on you and your travels if something came up and you had to cancel. Unlike so many other programs where cancellations are very easy, very inexpensive. So doing your due diligence and understanding more than just the surface level is important, and work with what you can know. Start simple and expand your knowledge over time. And number 10, the last Buffett quote that we're going to chat through is, after all, you only find out who is swimming naked when the tide goes out. This fairly colorful image means that when times get tough, that's when weaknesses are exposed. In booming times, high tide, you might not notice who's taking on too much risk or who's unprepared, but in a downturn, it becomes pretty obvious who wasn't protected. Now, this is a little bit harder to tie to points and miles because, well, it's not a stock market. We don't have huge losses and major changes that could affect the overall points and miles environment. But in this context, I'd say high tide is when travel is easy, points are flowing, and programs are generous. There's been many times where Chase was offering pretty much business cards unlimited in a lot of different fashions, and people were just racking up Chase points willy-nilly. Same thing has happened with Amex over the years as well, or when they're offering brand new cards and some of their refreshes. These have been great opportunities to stack and add more cards. So it's pretty easy to feel like you're a points genius during those times. But when the tide goes out, say sudden changes like award chart devaluations, airlines cutting benefits, transfer partners or ratios changing, you quickly see who has a really solid strategy and a really good idea and game plan and knowledge of points and miles, and who was a little bit overextended or bet really too hard in one direction, who is essentially naked. And this can actually also apply to people that aren't really truly in the points and miles world, but they've got all of their miles tied up with Delta or all of their miles tied up with American Airlines or Marriott or wherever it may be. And they haven't really diversified themselves so that when these programs change, they're the ones that are hit and hurt the most. So you don't want to get caught naked, which means avoid being caught unprepared. Always have a backup plan and don't overexpose yourself in one area. For example, if you hoard millions of miles without ever using them, a surprise devaluation could drastically shrink their value almost overnight. And if you put all of your faith in one airline, as I mentioned, or one credit card or hotel program, you're at their mercy if they change the rules. Diversify your points across a few programs and keep an eye on what's happening in the industry. But also being prepared could also come from the standpoint of maybe having a backup flight on deck just in case your primary choice, your first choice, something happens with that or your positioning flight, something goes wrong with that. You don't want that because you didn't have a backup plan in place. You missed out on a dream trip. And so I would make sure to keep different strategies like that in mind as you're planning your travel. So in practical terms, Buffett said plan for the low tides, right? So use your points regularly. Don't hoard them indefinitely. Keep them in programs ideally where you're going to have more options, like the ability to transfer to multiple different partners and also have some flexibility. That way, when the tide goes out, you've got your swimsuit on and you can keep swimming. So that's going to wrap up part two of our Warren Buffett-inspired journey through the world of points and miles. I know this was a little bit different, but I do think it's important to start incorporating the mindset behind points and miles in addition to all the content we bring you as when it comes to how to actually use your points and travel and all the different things, because this is a world where mindset's important, because mindset, patience, the psychology of how you adapt when it comes to points and miles can be huge. So we talked today about why it pays to wait for your pitch, the importance of keeping things simple, especially if this game can overwhelm you, how less activity but better decisions will get you further, why you should treat major moves like their limited punch card slots, and how to make sure you're not the one caught swimming naked when the tide goes out. Buffett's wisdom in general has stood the test of time when it comes to investing. And as we've seen, a lot can be applied surprisingly well to the world of points and miles and travel. And if there's really one big takeaway here, it's this. It's that points and miles are a tool. It's not something to chase blindly. You want to be thoughtful. You want to be strategic. And you want to make decisions that align with your goals and your lifestyle. So if you enjoyed this two-part series, I would love to hear from you. Message me on social media or leave a review with what Buffett principle hit home the most. And as always, travel wisely, spend intentionally, and keep stacking those points the right way. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell your friends, subscribe to our newsletter, join the WhatsApp chat, do all the things. And with that, we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. Hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, make sure to follow us on our social media platforms and sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to learn more. As DeAndre is not operating through this podcast as a fiduciary and/or financial advisor, this should not be considered personal financial advice. The information covered and posted has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Travel doesn't just happen when you get on a plane. I'm Pauline Frommer, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore not just where to go, but how to bring travel into your everyday life through books, shows, and stories that shift your perspective, plus insights on smart destinations, timely trends, and interviews with the people shaping the way we explore. Find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or voyescape.com.